Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 30th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning with the goal to encourage and teach you in the ways of the Lord. Today's message is part of a series that we've been sharing all week long dealing with the ultimate harvest, and that's the harvest that Jesus talks about in Matthew 9, 35 to 38. The last couple days we've looked at the ultimate motivation, which is compassion, and the ultimate need is people who are harassed and helpless, sheep without a shepherd. Well, once again today, Brooksine's going to read the entire portion of Scripture, even though part of it has been covered already, to get the right context. Today's message is titled, The Ultimate Harvest Prayer, and the Scripture text is again Matthew chapter 9, 35 to 38.
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
Jesus addressed his disciples. We read in the text, Then he said to his disciples. This was a memorable teaching moment that surely impacted them long after he returned to heaven, enough so that Matthew recorded it in the Holy Scriptures. As they sought to fulfill the Great Commission, I am sure this challenge often came to mind and was a recurring theme for sermons the disciples preached.
The harvest is plentiful. Farmers strive for a good harvest. In seed time, they labor with the goal of having a plentiful harvest. Christ looked out on the vast fields of the human harvest and he saw plenty. I feel this is one of those statements that is always true. At the time he said it, and ever since. The harvest is always plentiful. Elsewhere, Jesus had said in John 4:35, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
But the workers are few. Jesus had worked with 12 disciples and others such as the 70 who had served during his ministry on this earth. Nevertheless, he stated, the workers are few. This is an ongoing condition in the church. While local churches may have specific positions filled, but we realize our inadequacy when we acknowledge that the harvest field is the world.
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. This is the ultimate harvest prayer. The Almighty God of the universe is called the Lord of the harvest.
Well, first of all, this harvest prayer is a simple prayer. In fact, every listener could easily memorize it in a few minutes. Consider, Lord of the harvest, send workers into your harvest field. This is a prayer for all ages, from youngest to oldest. Sunday afternoon, I spoke in an area nursing home and challenged the elderly residents to pray this prayer. Little children can earnestly pray this as well.
Secondly, the harvest prayer is a simple prayer to understand. Even those far removed from agriculture know that the harvest takes workers. Surely there were more needed in ancient farming practices, but even when using modern farming methods, many workers are needed. It may be the worker in a John Deere factory making the equipment. It may be a local farm equipment salesman like our friends Kurt and Lee, who put the equipment... Kurt, who's the salesperson, yeah. And Lee, who puts the equipment together just prior to delivery. But there's still work in the fields, and scores of farmers are now at work bringing in the harvest. Likewise, modern evangelism methods such as the Internet have not diminished the need for workers. We still are best touched by the one-on-one witness of our fellow brothers and sisters. As evangelism has been described, it's one beggar telling another beggar where to get bread.
The harvest prayer is a simple prayer to appropriate. Well, certainly this prayer is not to be prayed in a detached way, but rather with a willingness to do our part as a worker in the harvest. The early disciples surely didn't see this prayer as an excuse for not working in the spiritual harvest fields themselves. Likewise, We all have a call to serve in some capacity as a worker. Our failure to do so is not because it's too hard, for God equips those he calls.
And our prayer today, Lord of the harvest, send workers into your harvest field. Amen.
And that is a prayer each reader, each listener can pray and can understand. In fact, as we prepare this message, I hope my wife and I hold each other accountable. I hope this will become a regular prayer that we pray when we pray. And frankly, it really hasn't been, but it just occurs to me that is a command of our Lord that we pray this prayer. Well, if you go to our site today, we do have some nice agricultural photos you may enjoy looking at. A farm scene about a mile from our home. It was taken, I think, 2 years ago, either a year or two ago, and it just seems to fit so well as some other photos that just remind us and actually some personal reflections on my experience in the, well, the, I don't want to say literal harvest, because the harvest for souls is literal as well, but times that I have worked in agriculture in my younger years. But we do have some music today. There's some suggested music. Some of it I'm just keeping up and using over and over this week as it goes every day. One is a great song called Field of Souls that's been up as a video each day. And actually, I found two other songs today that I'm not sure really related to the message, but when I found them, I decided to put them on, both by a cappella groups. One, a group called A Cappella, and another, a group called Glad. Just some nice online music if you care to listen. The Glad song is the classic of theirs, probably their signature song called Be Ye Glad. And the a cappella number is a wonderful song called Abba Father. God bless you if you choose to listen to them. They're available as YouTube videos. I just merely have a link from my site directly to the YouTube page. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This is the message we prepared the last day of September 2009, September 30th. Lord willing, we expect to be back tomorrow and actually expect to continue in the series with a message called The Ultimate Work. And of course, that's going to be considering the work of the harvester, the spiritual harvester. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And once again, may you be encouraged today.